poll, 62% of registered voters say Joe Biden consulted, perhaps profited from family business deals. By Wendell Hasebo on September 6, 2022. 62% of registered voters believe President Joe Biden likely consulted and perhaps profited from Biden family business deals, a Tuesday Rasmussen poll found. Only one-third of respondents said they do not believe Joe Biden was likely consulted about his family's business dealings with CCP-linked companies. The poll surveyed 1,000 likely voters August 31 to September 1, 2022 with a 3-point margin of error. April polling revealed 58% of voters believe Joe Biden played a role in his family's business. 60% said Hunter Biden has sold influence and access to the president. The polling comes after overwhelming evidence suggests that Joe Biden has been involved in his family's business deal since 2012, when he was vice president. Joe Biden and his staff have claimed 7 times Joe Biden has had no part in the family scheme, but 17 instances show otherwise. I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. Here's what I know Trump deserves to be investigated, Joe Biden claimed in 2020. It's a smear campaign, he said another time in October of 2020. My son has no made money from China, he reiterated a few days afterward. But texts from Hunter's laptop indicate Joe Biden received 50% of Hunter's salary for a 30-year period. The reported texts do not reveal when the 30 years began or ended and whether Joe Biden is still a part of the payment scheme as president. I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years, Hunter texted his daughter. It's really hard. But don't worry, unlike Pop, Joe, I won't make you give me half your salary. According to former Utah U.S. Attorney Brett Tolman, the Biden family's payment mechanism of collecting 50% of family salaries for 30 years could be legal predicates for racketeering charges. Trump appointed United States prosecutor David Weiss is deliberating whether Hunter and associates violated money laundering, campaign finance, tax and foreign lobbying laws, as well as whether Hunter Biden broke federal firearm and other regulations, CNN reported. A grand jury has been convened in the probe, whereby a witness who testified before the jury was reportedly asked to identify the big guy. The big guy refers to Joe Biden potentially receiving a 10% cut of a deal with a now-defunct CCP-linked company, according to former business associate of Hunter, Tony Bobulinski, who personally met with Joe and Hunter Biden in 2017 for an hour to discuss the Biden's family business plans with the Chinese. Bobulinski later came forward as a whistleblower and reportedly handed over intelligence about Biden family business dealings to former FBI point man Timothy Thibault, the New York Post reported. Yet Thibault, who left the bureau in August, reportedly never followed up on Bobulinski's information. Bobulinski has also never reportedly testified before the Delaware grand jury probing Hunter. Hunter Biden is the subject of a brand new narrative film My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart News's expansion into film distribution. It is available for pre-order now at mysonhunter.com. The film becomes available for streaming and downloading September 7. The trailer has been viewed more than 3.5 million times across social media. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.